Well, God bless you all. It's always wonderful to be together. I've been talking to a lot of people recently about this time that we've been in, this COVID time and shelter in place, and quite a few of them have some complaints. Some of the complaints are, I'm eating too much. You know, during shelter in place, mealtime and eating has become a highlight for most of us. And it's natural to go to comfort food when things are in a flux and we're not sure what's going on. We spend a lot of time thinking about food, preparing it, getting excited about the next steak we're going to have, or a piece of salmon for people like me. And it's part of our social life, too. So tonight I want to ask you a question. Are you hungry? Are you satisfied, or are you hungry for more? And we think, well, we just had dinner. There's 11 of us that had dinner tonight. We had lasagna and salad and bread, and we'll have a carrot cake afterwards for Tom's birthday. And you think, how can you ask, are we hungry? But there's a hunger in each one of our lives that's much bigger than physical. And in fact, when Jesus fed the multitude, remember, the multitude came and they came to hear the word, and then the disciple says, what are we going to do? It's getting late. We got all these people. So he found a little bit of food that was there and multiplied it. But what was the first thing he did? He taught them the word of God. And let's start in Deuteronomy chapter 8, and this is where the first quote of man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We're going to see this, and that's kind of the point of the night, is that food, natural food, is not going to satisfy us, that if we will develop a hunger for God's word, we will be always satisfied. And when we're eating and we're on our own, if you happen to be living by yourself and feel like, well, I'm lonely, well, God's right there, so bring him to that meal. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 8. We're going to start with verse 1. It says, every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord sware to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And I'm using the New King James Version. So God worked with the children of Israel. He taught them. He didn't say, well, okay, for food, I want you just to scramble around and take your bow and arrow and go find your food. But he provided that food for them. But he told them specific things to do, like you go out, when the manna comes, you take the manna for today, and you don't hoard it, because he was teaching them, tomorrow I'm going to give you food again. But he wanted them to rely on him. And so many times it's easy to rely on the things that we can see physically. But the most important, the only satisfaction we will truly get is from the manna from heaven, God's word. Let's look at Matthew chapter 4. And this is where Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, and God taught him. He received the Spirit, and then he went into a wilderness, and he had those 40 days to be with the Father and for the Father to teach him what he needed to know. And, of course, during those 40 days, he didn't eat. So the tempter came, and let's start with, chapter 4, verse 1, Matthew. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry. I would be too. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God commanded these stones become bread. See, the first thing that temptation was, he knew he was hungry. What was the question? If you are the Son of God, then command us. But what did Jesus say? But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And the NLT says, but Jesus told him, no. The scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. You know, you tell the devil, absolutely not. It is written. And that's what we speak, because we speak the word of God, the power. And Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing even to the
piercing
to the dividing of asunder,
soul, spirit,
and the joints of marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It knows exactly what we're thinking. And I don't know for myself, sometimes I don't know exactly what I'm thinking, but I'm so thankful that God does. And I'm thankful that I know how I can direct my thoughts. I direct my thoughts to what God says, because these are the words of God. The words that come out of God's mouth. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that out of the mouth of God. And out of the mouth of God, well, does God have a mouth? No, he's spirit. So that's a figure of speech. Telling us that this is a very important thing. We know how important it is for the children of Israel to learn that. And today we need to see how important we develop an appetite for God's word. Because then we're going to walk in the power. You know, there's power in the word. But if we don't develop that appetite, sometimes I think about, we go out and we have appetizers because it starts to stimulate you, your hunger to eat or satisfies it for a short time before you have your full meal. Well, some of the appetizers that I find in God's Word are like 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon me that we should be called the sons of God. When I'm really hungry to feel like where I am, I go to the Word and say, oh yeah, I remember. God says I'm his child. I'm the son of God. Says that greater is he that is in you. So when I feel down and challenged, wait a minute. Let me grab that appetizer so that I can start really having confidence and be strong. You know, it says here specifically, man should not live by bread alone. And I looked up, why can't man live by bread alone? And I learned that eating only one type of carbohydrate, just bread or pasta, for example, causes organ failure due to amino acid deficiency. Mm-hmm. So isn't that interesting? God knew, and I'm sure that manna that the children of Israel had probably had a lot of protein in it too. God could have put, I'm sure it had everything. It's everything they needed, and they lived on that for 40 years. Their clothes did not wear out. They weren't sick. Too bad we can't market that today. But see, they got, and then when they got frustrated because that's all they ate, they wanted some appetizers, God gave them quail. And then it was like, we have enough. We don't want any more of that. But see, God knew. And you look at different, in the Old Testament, Job said, you know, Job went through a very rough time, lost everything he had, and his wife and his friends told him, curse God and die. And Job said, I have esteemed thy word more than my necessary food. And that's a real important thing that we need to see. We need to esteem God's word more than our necessary food. Sometimes when we get hungry, think about, okay, is that hunger pains or is that spiritual pains? Mm-hmm. Now think about it, because we don't have to eat as much as we do. To be quite honest, that's all. It's, we eat because we enjoy doing it, but I bet if we had enjoyed what God's word says, put a little more time into that, you'll see such excitement. Jeremiah 15:16 says, let me look at it. I had it on a top of my head, top of my tongue, but I'll quote it specifically. Jeremiah 15:16, if you want to look at that, says, it says, your words were found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing in my heart. Now these, you can't make this up. This is what our Father God wants us to have. This is the thoughts that we need to have in our lives. That it's His word is more than my necessary food. We know certainly that we are born again. We accepted Jesus as our Lord. Believe it in our heart that God raised Him from the dead. But He wants more for us. He wants us to live and thrive spiritually, not just physically. In Psalms, David said, I have been young and now I'm old, and yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor received begging bread. Mm-hmm. When it comes to God, we don't need to beg for anything. We are to ask and we shall receive. But when you have a steady diet of God's word, you don't lack anything because you develop a trust and a confidence in our Father. So I just thought that was it's a really wonderful thing to realize that we don't have to live by just bread alone. Let's look at John. Let's see, where is it? Okay. Find this. That's John chapter 6, I think it is. Jesus said that He was the bread of life. Sorry, my notes are a little... John chapter 6, let's look at verse 35. John 6:35, it says, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cut out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all He hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of Him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. He is the bread of life. He is that which gives us nourishment, that gives us a whole new life. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Jesus only did the will of the Father. So when you receive God's word, what do you do with it? How do we digest the bread of life? Well, we release our faith by believing the word. It says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we start to walk in faith. We release our faith in our prayers. We release our faith through what we say, words that come out of our mouth. We speak God's word. And then we release our faith through what we do. We become doers of the word. So you can have, we can have a full belly with natural food. We can get full with spiritual food, but there has to be a release in that spiritual food as well. We have to be doers of the word. We have to. There's a purpose for receiving the word so that we can demonstrate love and compassion and strength to people around us. So God's word has so much for us, and it's an exciting time right now. Maybe we're confined a little bit, but we have plenty of time to check our temperatures and see, is it the Word of God that we need, that hunger, or the food for our soul. But I trust that you will see that that hunger for God's word is will get stronger and stronger as you start taking those appetizers and spending time, and spend time with the Father as you dine in His word. I guess Sal's song "Dine with Me" would be a good one too. But I just thought that was important that we remembered. We especially have this time; it's a challenging time, but God's word is all we need to really be satisfied completely. So, bless you. Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can be together, that we can see your word and how important it is that we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth, all the word that you have provided for us, for what your Son has provided for us. And we thank you that we can live prosperously and completely satisfied. We thank you for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.